Gawping at the wealth and luxury displayed in Mardonius's camp, the Greeks again found themselves wondering why he had felt such a burning desire to conquer their land when, self-evidently, he had more than enough already. One trophy in particular served to bring home to them the full, improbable scale of their victory: the King of Kings' own tent. Xerxes, it was said, leaving Greece the previous autumn, had granted to Mardonius the use of his campaign headquarters. And so Pausanias, parting its embroidered hangings, walking over its perfumed carpets, took possession of what the previous year had been the nerve centre of the world. Gazing in astonishment at the furnishings, the regent pondered what it would be like to sit where the death of his uncle had been plotted. And so he ordered Mardonius's cooks to prepare him a royal dinner. When it was ready, he had a second dinner of Spartan black broth laid out beside it, and invited his fellow commanders to come in and admire the contrast. "Men of Greece," Pausanias laughed, "I've invited you so that you could appreciate for yourselves the irrational character of the Mede, who has a lifestyle such as you see here laid out before you, and yet who came here to our country to rob us of our wretched poverty." A joke. And yet, of course, not wholly so. Freedom was no laughing matter. Few of the sweat-stained Greek commanders, gazing at the obscene luxury of the great king's table and then comparing it with their bowls of simple soup, could have doubted to what the barbarians owed their defeat and their own cities their liberty. Meanwhile, beyond the tasseled doorways of the tent, the helots were hard at work grubbing through the camp. Ordered by Pausanias to make a great pile of the loot, they lugged furniture out of tents, shoved golden plate into sacks, and pulled rings off the fingers of corpses. Naturally, they refrained from declaring all that they found. What they could, they salted away. With these scavengings, the helots hoped to secure their own liberty. But they were ignorant and backward, and so proved easy meat for con men. A consortium of Aeginetans, smelling an easy profit, managed to persuade the helots that their gold was brass, and paid for it accordingly. The helots, comprehensively ripped off, appear not to have won their freedom. But the Aeginetans, it is said, made a killing.